Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1366. Water. How much water should you drink a day? By Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday, and welcome back to another weekend edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. I'm sure you're eager to hear all about how much water we actually need to be consuming. So let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Water. How much water should you drink a day? By Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. Magazines, blog articles, diet books, and fitness experts love to tell you exactly how much water you should drink. Most of them will say 6 to 8 cups per day. Or sometimes you'll hear that you require 50% of your body weight in ounces. Whether it's because of our busy schedules or all the caffeinated products we drink, or maybe it's just because we don't crave water, whatever the case, it's estimated that 75% of us are chronically dehydrated. No wonder we don't feel good. Before we get into exactly how much water is right for you to drink every day, let's chat about some of the symptoms of dehydration. It's important to begin here so you have a starting point in understanding whether or not you might be suffering from a shortage in your daily water intake. Number one. Fat loss and weight loss resistance. When your body doesn't have enough water, your metabolism slows down. Your body needs a certain amount of water just for metabolic processing. Couple this with the fact that dehydration makes it hard for our bodies to utilize fat as fuel. In other words, it makes it difficult for ketones to be produced in the Krebs cycle. Thus, it's easy to see how, when you're dehydrated, you may end up packing on pounds and storing more fat. Number two, ongoing digestive problems. Hydration is essential for every bodily function, especially when it comes to digestion. Even slight dehydration can have a huge impact on your digestive process. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, or any type of dysbiosis, your first step is to just start drinking enough water. How simple is that? And it's free. Number three, bloating and water retention. Does that sound like an oxymoron? Listen, when your body doesn't have enough water, it knows it's under attack. It has to hold on to what it has. Therefore, it's not uncommon for someone who isn't drinking enough water to feel bloated and puffy, which then usually makes them restrict water because they think they're retaining too much water. Meanwhile, their body's retaining too much water because it's not getting enough water. Got it? Number four, brain fog, headaches, depression, and inability to focus. You see, our brains rely heavily on our blood supply to function. When our blood supply is restricted due to dehydration, our brain doesn't function properly. Every one of us has experienced a throbbing headache or an inability to concentrate. Then once we're hydrated, wow, it's like the fog lifts. Number five, low blood pressure, hypertension, sudden drop in blood pressure, and weakness. Dehydration creates an imbalance in our body's electrolytes. If you're transitioning off a diet, it's important that you are getting proper hydration every single day, and especially if you're fasting. Number six, dry skin, urinary tract infections, autoimmune disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, premature aging, like wrinkles, and high cholesterol. Enough said. Now that you understand the symptoms, hopefully you have some clarity. Do any of these sound all too familiar? If so, that's a great start. All right, let's get back to the point at hand. How much water should you be drinking on the daily? Here's the bottom line. The problem with most recommendations is they're general. They don't take into account how tall you are, how much sodium is in your diet, how active you are, how old you are, your hormone levels, and your environment, like weather conditions. Other factors like age, gender, percentage of water in the foods you consume, again, how active you are, oh, and what about caffeinated beverages? Do you drink them and how much? All of these pieces make up the water pie, if you will. Ultimately, you must decide what's right for you based on how you feel. But here's my major suggestion on the amount of water you should drink on the daily. Use urine as a guide. Once your urine has become light yellow or nearly clear, meaning no longer dark yellow, you're consuming enough water. Hey, if I can go from a lifetime diet of no water to becoming a full-on water hydration beast, you can too. Assignment of the day. Start your day off with water. First thing in the morning, before all things. Well, you can make your bed first. There's nothing you can do that is more powerful than making decisions that allow you to become healthy from the inside out. You should be proud of yourself. I'm proud of you. You just listened to the post titled, Water. How much water should you drink a day? By Shalene Johnson of ShaleneJohnson.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Shalene's absolutely right. The best way to know whether you're drinking enough fluid is to look at your urine color. Light yellow is the color to aim for. Now, there is a difference between consuming enough fluid each day versus enough water each day. Water is a type of fluid, but so are energy drinks. Fruits and vegetables contain fluid. So I need to be specific. We want the majority of the fluid we consume each day to come from water. Some fluid each day, yes, can absolutely come from tea, coffee, a cup of juice here and there, and so on, but the majority should be good old-fashioned water. Carbonated water is fine too if you can tolerate it. Now, before I go, I'll leave you with a quote about water from the great Homer Simpson.
Water, water everywhere, so let's all have a drink.
All right, that'll do it for the Saturday episode. I hope you're having a great weekend if you're listening in real time. And I'll be back here tomorrow for the Sunday show where your optimal life awaits.